What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
Take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of
talk
dance
of the
music.
Town. Here with the talk of the town.
Good evening.
Here with the talk of the town.
Afternoon. We're not live on the Middleman Radio, and this is Talk of the Town, and I'm your boy Al.
And this is Kevin. What's going on, world?
We are here another night for Talk of the Town. We got something great for our listeners out there tonight.
Most definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited about tonight's show, man. Like in the description, if you guys noticed, man, there's no word really to put what we have tonight going on for you guys, man. I mean, like I said, one of the most important artists to the Southern Saga. And we're going to explain that to you guys a little bit later on. But definitely, man, before we get started, man, Al, I want to send a shout-out to our man, Raheem Shabazz. We had him on, man, this past weekend, man. And I'm talking about, man, it was a great show. Man, for that documentary, once again, we want to tell everybody to go out there and get it, Elementary Genocide. From Primary to Penitentiary, make sure you go support that one. If you missed that show, make sure you go back and get that show. Download it. It is available. It is available for you guys to get it. And also go to RashaEntertainment.com, RashaEntertainment.com, and make sure that you guys go out there and get that documentary, man. It's great. It's a necessity for the kids. If you have children out there, young black men that are in school, elementary all the way up to 12th grade, make sure you guys go ahead and get that. So we can see what's going on with our kids out here, because, man, we definitely need to pay attention to our children out here, man. That is one of the most important resources that we have in our community out here.
Most definitely. It gives you, like, a different perspective of how to look at things, especially in the educational system. So definitely when that movie comes out, that is a must-have in your house. Most
for
definitely.
Sure. And it's only $20. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Put back $2 a week for a couple of months, you get it. Make sure you get it, man. But on to tonight, man, I'm telling you, Al, I mean, I'm a Southern hip-hop fan. I'm a hip-hop fan. I love music, period, in general, from jazz, blues, classical music. You can name it, man. I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something, man. International Jones. I know y'all seen it. Fiend. Y'all know this brother from No Limit Records. You know what I'm saying? You know this brother from getting down with the Rough Riders, you know this brother from getting down with 666 and the Headbusting record. You know what I'm saying? You know
Third.
This guy, man.
Mr. Womp Womp.
Mr. Womp Womp. If you don't know that right there, man, you need to wake up and shake yourself by 17 times.
Oh, yeah.
17
now,
times.
I got some good memories with listening to the first Fiend album off of No Limit, you know, There's One in Every Family. When I was playing high school basketball, when that album came out, we used to bump that song Big Timers featuring Mia X before the game. Every game we had, we used to bump it. I'm talking about our coach got mad at us so much. Like, he slipped up and called us monkeys. Like, quit monkeying around in here, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, he didn't know what we was listening to. You know, he's white, and, you know, like, the majority of us on the team were black. It's like,
right.
Put all that sticking around in there. But, you know, we just getting hype and we bumping that Big time. Like, I mean, man, that was like, I mean, if you just heard that doom, 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 that part right there.
That was it.
You getting turned up.
That's that memory, huh?
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
Man, I'm finna hurt you, man. That was his second album.
What? Hey, Well, see, there you go. There you go. See, that's what I know. You know what I'm saying? That's what I grew up on.
It's good that you do have fond memories of our brother. As a matter of fact, man, we do have our brother on the line with us right now, man. We're going to bring in our man, Fiend. Fiend, what's going on, brother?
Everything is love, man. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Middleman Show. It's your homie, Fiend, for the money with two of the coolest cats in the world, baby.
Appreciate it. Man, we ain't no cooler than you, brother.
What's happening? Yeah, man, I'm right here chilling, man, uptown. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sitting on a post,
man.
sitting on a post, you know what I'm saying? Just finished coming down off a serious high. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I'm enjoying these Hershey's Kisses with the almonds in them. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get your snack on.
Oh, come on now. Come on. I just tweeted that woe there big time for you, for the JV and the varsity team you was playing with. You know what I'm saying? Let's know it's real.
Hey, Fiend, I noticed on your Instagram page you posted up some cornbread. So you a cornbread maker from scratch?
Oh, man. It's all about the greens, the cornbread, and the cabbage.
All right.
Man.
Hey, I seen that wheel cut up real nice.
Appreciate it, man. You hear me? I said, check out the wheel. I got to take a picture of this. He'll probably hit it with that country crock butter. Wow.
What are you talking about? That thing was glistening on the top. It had a nice little shine on it. The light hit it right.
Man, you thought I hit it with that armor all night.
Put that corn and that cabbage in there. Put that cabbage in there.
Oh, man, that cornbread. Everybody, man, pull a cornbread out the oven. That used to be that translation talk for that talk, you heard me?
Yeah, man, it's a pleasure to have you on, man. I mean, you are an integral part to the Southern hip-hop scene, to hip-hop in general. I don't even want to box you in and say that, you know, that you're just a Southern legacy. You know what I'm saying? You're bigger than that, to me, in my opinion. You know, we appreciate everything that you brought to the game, man. And tonight, man, I mean, I know we got a lot of listeners out there, man, young to our age, a little bit older. And we want to let everybody know, man, who this brother is. Because, I mean, sometimes, man, in the realm of hip-hop, we don't do what rock and roll do. We don't appreciate the people that have been in the game and crafted it and made it better for the ones that are out now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I want to show appreciation to you, brother. And I'm telling you, for those that don't know who you are, you know what I'm saying, I want to make sure that they understand that if they're not up on this International Jones by the end of this night, they hurting themselves.
Like, man, it's all love, man. I'm happy to be involved, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't even wait for the accolades or the accolades. You know what I mean? Forgive me on that. You know what I mean? But you know, for those that remember, it's love, man. For those that just getting tuned in, it's love too. You feel me? Like, you know, I'm just making music, feed my family. I'm a hustler. You know what I'm saying? I've been blessed to do music. That's what I do. I get to communicate and reach through people. It's a universal language. You know what I mean? So I utilize it well. You know what I'm saying? We're on the block right now. You know what I'm saying? And so fitting for this interview. So fitting for this interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you people out there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we keep it real around here, man. So we're going to jump right into this, man. And before we jump into this, you know, the International Jones, man, keep you cool. You know what I'm saying, man? I would like to play one of the cuts off the album, man, to get everybody warmed up. If you got any questions out there, you would like to comment to our brother Fiend, man, you can dial 718-508-9972. Press that number one. We'll bring you in. Make sure you tell your people we're live with Fiend. International Jones, man. It's going down. This is the Middleman. Now, the first record that we want to play, Fiend, I'm loving this record. And as a matter of fact, you got one of our brothers on there, man, Big Son. Candy Paint. When I heard this record right here, man, I'm like, it's a homage to everything that you represent. It's a homage to the music, period, out here in the South. So I'm loving this record, man. Could you go ahead and set this one up, man? We're going to go ahead and blast it out for all our listeners right quick.
Hey, man, check this out, man. If you know about leather seats, you know what I'm saying, no cloth, because that's just how you got to go. If you know about wood grain and the interior, you know about a wood wheel. If you got love for UGK, if you got love for the Ghetto Boys, you got love for the South, period. You got love for hip-hop, you know what I mean? This joint right here, the homie High Rod produced it. My brother Big Son on this joint with me. I say the car's so clean, he wanna move that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
This yeah, right man, this Candy Paint right here.
It's
Big
Candy
Son.
Candy Paint.
Paint, yeah, international zone
cool.
is going down. Middleman, Blog Talk. Check it out.
Yeah, yeah. My main man, High Rod produced this track, right? So how I'm pitching it is, you should be making your way in front of the club right now in this one, play B.
Yeah, yeah.
Multi alumni, I'm Big Son, how are you? An underground king to be, I said so, don't argue. Rockin' light, I'm posted, I'm not boasting, I'm just shining. Fuck your car, trunk popped open, purple pouring. Fuck your bar, I'm D-O-P, add an E, O-P-P, we ain't down for the right price. I'm down to clowning your instrumentals and country sounds. Boy, tuck it down on me, but what that mean? Nothing, not a thing. My pal taught my brother how to drive. I'ma teach him how to swing it.
My fresh and clean as old cash. Your chick wanna pictures, need no flash. Glowing so bright, been going so heavy. This my pizzazz, not your swag. Supernatural, you so practical, but you don't know that. We in four lags, some wet paint, some flat like a chick with no ass. I'm Mr. Jones, fiend for the money, Iron Gang, how do ya? Is she rolling strong, her honey clean and a fine thing? I do her up and down your block like a hundred times. Couldn't convince me I wasn't shine. Jewelry on with a toughy line, with a hundred drum, kiss it, won't it mine? Am I?
I need to be leaving with tonight. Girl, look at the reflection of my ass in this paint job.
Yeah. Yeah. I say the car is so clean, ain't wanna move that bitch. Don't get mad, I ain't choose your bitch. She's herself in the paint job. If she's flagging, digging down, can she get a ride? Yeah. I tell her no doubt, baby. Ties real wet, rims poke out, baby. Is you fucking over? Cause I got more money I can get to. This is true. Coming down at 10 John, scenery. Cup full of mud blowing on greenery. One time for UGK, say hold up. Two times for the pack, I'm about to roll out. Man. It don't get no better. Hand on the wheel, smell like cush and leather. Wasn't that long, couldn't get it together. Now I'm like, you better know something better.
Now back live with the Middleman Radio, and we live with Fiend. You just got to listen to Candy Paint featuring our boy Big Hunt, man. Man, dope record, man. Dope record.
Loving it. Fiend, man, I'm telling you, man, that is one of the smoothest records. It had a little, you know what I'm saying, a little vibe, good vibe to it, man. I can see me just riding down, as they say, and just doing my thing, man.
Oh, yeah. That was love. And y'all made that fire radio edit. Y'all dogs for that. Y'all dogs for that, man. It's live, man. We live, little man. Radio Blog Talk Radio, man. Call in. Check us out. You know what I mean? Three of the coolest cats on the planet, Play B. You know what I'm saying? We live, baby. Playing jazz.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? What's on y'all mind tonight?
Man, what we want to talk about, man, just like I said, we got a lot of people out there, man, that may not know who International Jones is in the beginning of Fiend, the man. You know what I'm saying? Could you talk a little bit about, man, being a part of, like, one of the biggest movements in the Southern history, man? Because, I mean, back in the day, you had No Limit. You had Suave House. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you had
Outkast
out here. You know, you had Triple Six.
Rap-A-Lot.
You guys was in Rap-A-Lot. You know what I'm saying? You had all those big entities, man. Talk about being a part of one of the biggest movements in the South, man.
Hey, check it out. I got respect for everybody you named just now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a product of hip-hop, Southern hip-hop. I'm a product of East Coast hip-hop. I'm a product of all hip-hop, West Coast, overseas. I'm going to tell you this here, though. I was reluctant. I was blessed enough to be a baby listening to all this music and come right back after being a baby and a fan of all that music and was able to come get with a cat such as Master P, No Limit Records, and was involved with making over 80 million records sold worldwide off of that same stuff I was raised off on. You know what I'm saying? Just my own perspective, you feel me?
Right, right.
So that's who you talking to. You talking to Mr. Make 'em Say number two on the jersey. You talking to Mr. I don't want to be here if I don't got to. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, we got history, man. You know what I'm saying? UGK are my friends. You know what I'm saying? They're not just, I'm fans of these cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of history we got. You know what I'm saying? I was signed to Master P, like, 97 or 2000. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Over 80 million records sold in 3 years, man. You know, $400 million made in 3 years. You know what I'm saying? We blinked. We blinked, and we were just too balling. I'm in the airport puffy like, Fiend, man, how the hell is y'all doing this? You know what I'm saying? I told puffy, take that.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
my dog,
was...
yo.
I mean, what was that experience like, man? I mean, what did you learn from that experience, man? Because, I mean, if you look at a lot of guys back in those days, man, you know, you only see a few of those legends that are still around, like your A-Ball MJG. You still see Paul and Jay still around, and I noticed that they had a resurgence with 3-6, them getting back together. You know, you still, you know, if God rest, you know what I'm saying, Pimp C, I believe he would have still been kicking it with Bun. You know, there's only a few still left from that time, man, and they're still making good music. What did you learn from that experience, man, to help you get to this point?
Man, hey, you better stack up for a rainy day. And even though you cool, get your money. You know what I'm saying? Get your money. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they're only concerned with who got the money.
Yeah.
You know, they're only concerned with who got the money. I could be a bad dude. I could be whatever. You heard me? I could be around here walking the earth with no shoes on my feet talking about, oh, man, it's just the next wave is right here. Niggas, players don't wear shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you got the paper, that's the wave. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the wave. Shout out to Cash Money Records. Shout out to Rough Rider Records. Shout out to Murder, Inc. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to G-Unit. Shout out to Aftermath. Cash that know what it is to still be here. You know what I'm saying? It ain't easy to make $100 million, man. It ain't easy to make $10 million and still keep your same personality. You know what I'm saying? Everybody looking for you to change. But really, everybody changing because they're expecting you got all this money. You're going wild out. You're going, you know what I'm saying? You go from paying $10 for a haircut, now you're paying the barber $50. You know what I'm saying? You know,
Tipping
them the 50. Nah, please come to the house and cut me up right quick, you heard?
They ain't hit you with that Dave Chappelle did it, pull the pistol out.
Man, what? I keep it funky. You get a lot of offers, you know what I'm saying? You go from being with one girl, next thing you know, they got four girls in the room, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you got all kind of access. He who got the paper is winning, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't saying he going to have a hell of a life. I ain't saying he going to have the best life, but from what I've been seeing, time after time, he who got the paper, he winning. They don't care what the dude, the broke dude, is saying. They don't care. He could be like, man, he treated me wrong. It wasn't cool. He beat me out of my money. They'd be like, for sure, but what's his number? I want to holler at him, see if he can do something for me. So get your money together. Get your business together. Get your money together. Get your business together and start some businesses outside of his music. And, you know, hopefully you could be here like a player like myself and a few other players, you know what I'm saying, that could still, you know, be here busting a few corners in something nice. treating your family to something, taking trips and doing things. Because other than that, man, you being a broke rapper or a washed up rapper, whatever they want to call you, man, that's chap. We call that chap. You hit down here. You heard me?
Well,
you can't go to Walmart nowhere, get you a job. They be like, damn, player, you at Walmart player? Oh, man, it hurts. Oh, man, that boy doing it. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? So, Herb is talking some businesses, man. Keep your business straight. And, you know, that's the main rule right there. And also, evolve with the game. Evolve with the
right.
game, baby.
Yeah.
Right. So, Finn, I got a question for you. Back when you guys were like when y'all had those big collaboration songs on No Limit that featured, like, 6 to 7 artists on one song, like, what was that competition level like? As far as working together with all those artists, when you guys were writing your verses and actually getting there and recording them, like, how was that competition level for you guys?
It was dope. I'm gonna tell you, every label is different. Every label is different, and you know, I always feel my own. You know what I'm saying? So I always, you know, I'm my punch is gonna land. You know what I'm saying? You gonna know Fiend now.
Yeah.
You gonna know Fiend now. I don't care who that. You gonna know Fiend now. You know what I'm saying? So every label I went to, I noticed that, you know, it's competition. I've been at Big Boy Records, sitting there, me, Mia X, Mystical, P, Silver Shock, I see Murder, Big Ed, Kane and Abel, Servon, you know what I'm saying, Gambino Family, you know what I'm saying, like Prime Suspect, you know, Steady Mobbing, you know what I'm saying, like you got all these people up in there, Mac, you know what I'm saying. You know, you got all these people up in there, man. And it's Peace. I'm going to just say No Limit was like this. I'm going to give you each step. No Limit was like this. Yeah, Peace was like, you finish your verse? All right, you go next. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, if you wasn't finished your verse in the mix of them 3 minutes and 40 seconds or 4 minutes and 20 seconds of what that was, you missed that record, baby. You heard me?
Oh.
You missed that record. You go learn that verse or something else. Get ready.
Right.
Get ready for the record something else. You know what I mean? Big Boy Records, it was different. Rough Rider, I got to sit across the table with Jadakiss, Style P, Sheik Lutz. You know what I'm saying? Great artists like that. You know, like a DMX, Eve. You know what I'm saying? Mostly with the Locks. But Jen, you know, the freestyle artist.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
I got a chance to, when I wasn't playing Jen, and CeeLo on a pool table, we was writing raps. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We were raps. So I just got nicer. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good friendly competition. It's dope. You heard me? Because it's like this. It's like the lion and the gazelle that wakes up. As soon as they wake up, they both know they gotta run. One gonna be eating, and one gonna be running for somebody, and one gonna be running after somebody. Somebody gonna get eaten. You know what I'm saying? Somebody better get the hauling ass.
Yeah. Now, one thing about it, man, working with all those guys back in the day, man, you know, like I kind of alluded to the earlier as far as with 3-6 getting together and, you know, doing somewhat a semi-reunion. Have you guys ever thought about getting together, doing a No Limit reunion possibly with P or without P? And if y'all did do it, man, I hope you know that would be – that's just huge.
Hey, I need front row seat tickets, man.
Hey, for one, I believe the fans deserve the fans that helped make those $400 million, the fans that helped bought 80 million copies. I believe they deserve that opportunity. They deserve that respect. But who's to say? Man, I can't speak for everybody. You know, to keep it funky with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I can tell you that I got that same old crackpot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm whipping. You know what I'm saying? My wrist, I should have wrist lock. I'm whipping the same batch of what it is. You know what I'm saying? The same batch. Saying to keep it going. But, hey, man, you know, P want to work. You know, do some songs or whatever. Silver Shaka. You know what I'm saying? I'm, man, C-Murder, whoever. You know what I'm saying? I'm always down to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm blessed. I get money anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, for the fans, yeah.
Man, I mean, speaking of getting money, man, and I know after everything was said and done, you know, from going to different transitioning from label, you know what I'm saying, getting different situations and stuff, you started your own, and that was Fiend Entertainment. I remember seeing that Burn 1 in my homie Reggie on Riverdale.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get that Burn 1 and 2. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
How was it, man, running your own label at that time? And like you said, you sold millions of records. You know what I'm saying? How was it getting on that side of the table? And running your own thing, man.
I'm gonna tell you, it was real. it was cool to me, man, because I made my first $1 million by myself. You know
wow.
what I'm saying? I didn't make my first $1 million in Northern Records, Big Boy Records, you know what I'm saying? Not to take nothing away from these companies. But I made my first $1 million by myself as a young black entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? When I did the 3-6 Mafia Hairbusters album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Man and boys split almost 2 tickets together. You know what I'm saying? Off an album we did in 3 days. You know what I'm saying? And from there, I was just busting little jokes, picking up a half a ticket here, 350 here, you know what I'm saying? 400 here. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't on TV all the time or doing a whole bunch of tours and nothing. So it was dope. It's just you gotta come to the realization with yourself. Do you want to be a star? I mean, do you want to be famous or do you want to be rich? Because one might come faster than the other. You know what I'm saying? They don't just come at the same time.
Could you please repeat that again for these youngsters out here? Please repeat that again.
Play bar. Either you're going to be famous or you're going to be rich. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make up your mind. They ain't come at the same time all the time. You hear me? Me personally,
Ahead, bro.
Me personally, I opted out for the paper. You know what I'm saying? Call it what you want. I'm in my Ford house. You know what I'm saying? I got Benz's plural form in my garage. I ain't saying that make me better than nobody. You know what I'm saying? But as long as I'm living on this earth, I'm touching leather. You know what I'm saying? I'm touching leather. I'm spraying on me $400 cologne. You know what I'm saying? I love the ladies. You feel me? I love smoking good. I love traveling. I love my people. I love knowing my people get anything they want. And I feel like I don't want to ask for nothing. You feel me? I don't want them to feel like they can't ask me for nothing.
Yeah, because, I mean, just even from that aspect, we preach about being independent over here. Because, I mean, being on a major independent or being on a major label, man, I know the allure of that catches a lot of young artists, man. They want to go, like you said, they want to get those flashy lights and be, you know, like TLC, man, didn't have that money in their pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Real walk.
So,
real walk.
What would you recommend for them? I mean, would you recommend for them to stay, okay, let me stay independent, or should they try to pursue, you know, something of that nature, being on a major?
It takes patience, my G. I'm going to keep it real with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it takes patience. If you don't know what it's like to wait for some one girl to go ahead and give you some loving, if you don't know what it's like to wait a year, 6 months, something like that, 2 years, be dating somebody in 10th grade, and she waits a senior year to when she want to take it to that next level. You don't know what type of patience it is to wait for something that you're gonna be digging all your life, and that's
right.
Success. You know what I'm saying? So most cats, I tell you, man, earn you some patience, and from there you can do anything because you ain't gonna just jump at anything. You know what I'm saying? Because once you jump at anything, you're gonna be paying a whole lot of money to renegotiate. Most cats are feeling like, oh man, I ain't tripping. Once I'm on, I go from there. Man, the headaches that come from all that nonsense, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, you make your move, man. You make your move. Make your lane. Build your own sound. Get your sound. You know what I'm saying? Get your own sound and go from there. And when you get your own sound, I'm going to tell you an example. The brother Mystical, right?
Uh-huh.
I use Mystical for a great example. Mystical. And one of the most talented brothers I know in the world, bro. A unique, talented brother, bro. This is my brother. I love this guy, bro.
Right.
This dude used to work at a store called Woolworth. That's like a...
That's old school right there. I remember that.
That's old school. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, Christian, he used to work as a security guard. But this dude was so cold. He was so cold as an MC and so unique as a rapper. When he hit, by the time he smashed and he hit, it was like somebody had discovered that, you know what I'm saying, I could run outside and I can invent something and the whole world of heaven and everybody are one in the world. When he hit, I seen that happen. You know what I'm saying? Him being a local success, a regional success, a nationwide success until it's national success, all for him having his own identity and his own sound.
Right.
All right? So what I'm trying to tell you is either the crazier, the wildest you come, as long as you believe in it and it's sounding right, the bigger the check gonna be.
Man, that's real talk, right? I hope all you independents out there are paying attention to what my brother's saying right here. Because I mean, he's been through the fire, man, he's been through the trials and he's done everything that y'all are trying to do out there. You can learn from people if you pay attention. To all our callers out there that's listening online, if you got a comment or a question to Fiend Man International Jones, dial 718-508-9972. Matter of fact, man, I see we got somebody on the line right now, man. Caller 4142, you live with the Middleman and International Jones. What's going on?
It's for the money.
What was that?
You a big bro.
What's going on with your play, B?
What's your comment, brother?
Hey,
oh, man.
I'm on Instagram, right? Big bro,
right.
You know you were just down in the city about 2 weeks ago. This smooth as dude, man.
Smooth
I checked
dude,
Instagram.
I was doing Arkansas, baby.
Yeah. So I just, you know I got to keep up with you, big bro, man. That's all. I just wanted to call in, keep up with you. And on my job, you know, I'm going to play it on the radio station. You know, we tuned in tonight, 88.3 FM down here. You know, I'm going to play it for you on the radio station, and we're going to get that to you in about 7 days, what we were talking about the other day. You hear me?
It's all good, man. It's all good. This cat right here, man, he held me up. He held me down. He held me up out there in Little Rock, Arkansas with the brother DJ Kane and the boys out there, Alien Mafia, man. Shout out to that boy Freaky. Shout out to that boy Spud Burrow. You know what I'm saying? They held it down for him. I'm out there in Little Rock, Arkansas, chilling, busting corners, man. This dude came out on the spot to the mall, had a security guard hit him on the shoulder. Hey, bro, you can't record up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, it got real, you know what I'm saying? But that's just the love I got across the world, bro, through music, you heard? And Smooth the Dude, man, I salute you, dog. I got love for you, my dude.
Hey,
man.
Same here, big bro. Hey, and I got, like, I done had Fiend on my show, so I see y'all the middle, man. I got a Blog Talk Radio show, too, and that's how I caught up with Fiend. You know, I've been bumping him since back in No Limit, but salute to you, big bro. And I'm going to let y'all have y'all show. But then, you know, I'm going to hit you when we get ready to take care of that we was planning on doing. We finna turn up, man. Arkansas to Birmingham to the N.O. Real talk.
Straight up.
Hey, man, appreciate the love, brother. Appreciate the love.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, too.
All right, man. Fiend, what we're about to do, man, we're about to go into this album again, man. We want all our listeners out there to make sure that you go download Keep It Cool, man. You can get it on DatPiff or livemixtape.com. Make sure you download that right there, man. It's a necessity for your CD player, MP3 player, or however you listening to music right now.
All the way through, man. Play it all the way through, man. You don't
all
have to skip phones, man. It's a rider. Straight
rider. You know what? Also, hit that iTunes and cop that On My Job featuring the brother Juvenile. If you're listening right now, hit iTunes and go ahead and cop that On My Job featuring the homie Juvenile.
Most definitely. Hey, man, what we're going to do right now, man, this is another record that I just fell in love with. Me and Charlie was talking about this earlier, man. I told him I'm loving the musical aspect of this CD, man, and I can tell that you have a good taste and quality of understanding music. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
This record right here, it just sung to me. It was a little jazz, a little, you know, collected, a little everything to me, man. I'm loving this Maria Sharapova. So I want to play this for everybody, man. Set it up for me, man. Let them know what you was thinking when you did this record, because I'm like, my God.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Hey, check this out. This is off the Keep You Cool mixtape that is officially on Live Mixtapes, available for download and DatPiff.com and FiendDigital.com. But I was chilling with the homie, man, my homie Reno OG, live from Lafayette out the flat. And I'm listening to this band, Menahan Street Band. This is like my favorite band out of Brooklyn. And I heard this music, man, and I just went to write bars, man. And my homeboy was like, man, what you going to call it, man? I said, it's just something so beautiful, man, it's something so rare. He was like, man, what about Maria Sharapova? I was like, boom. Boom. I said, there it is.
I'm loving this record, man. I'm loving this record. Y'all make sure y'all keep listening. Stay on the line. Once again, we're talking to International Jones, man. I'm going to start. I mean, this is Mr. Jones here, y'all.
That was just
this Fiend, man.
Y'all check it out.
International Jones.
Yeah. Jones. International. Yeah, James Jones.
Yeah. Turn the engines off. Yeah. Flow. Hide in the plane as I cruise Lake Punch a train. Raps like Vicodin in for the pain. Who you kidding? Nobody up in this lane. International living, give you this name. Still up at the crack of dawn, off this waxing corn. She like, what part of the map we on? Every gram like a chapter. Home to tell a QP and see a stack of fun. Horn swelling, these balls in a band yelling. Not bad for a southern boy with a New York felon. Instead of barrel of the guns, I left the mic smoking. Ain't nothing better than what I'm here soaking. Air, water, train tracks, we different value in them same racks. They're like, Jones, you the man, I ain't just saying that. Streets make you get the guard quicker. Blink and be at war with ya. I ran in North Korea. Hit this a few times. You won't remember what the beef was about either. Can't erase the evil, but thoughts like this can sure prevent the sequel. They might damn me as the flow get lethal. Audio stimulant and tango just for my people. Well, what's clearly in my hindsight? Smoking on this lemon limelight. You got the munchies, so I'll give you all sound bites. Turn a peanut from a dyke right around height. Y'all up on is going down right. Say she left you, you ain't sound right. And you ain't sound right. From my ocean to rivers of Portugal to TMZ, notice we up Portugal. A man is measured up by his money. I care about just being somewhere sunny. Flat known, another fiend for the Monday. Cellar full of Merlots, Pinots, Clico. Dime the white star, you little be okay. I'm dying to be nice, star. Every time I kill a verse, damn it depends on the killer hurts. I'm on a throne like this is worse. Enough balls to start a prison. How ironic that they free this time. Coolers up a session, gon' free your mind. If we was a woman, I should be this fine. Blinded by the good, I don't see no crime. Jones. International.
Man, that is black superhero music. If you ain't never heard it in your life, that is black superhero music.
You need to get it, man. Keep You Cool, man. Available, fiendigital.com, loudmixtape.com, DapDiff, shout out to Jet Life. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Killer Gang. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody doing it. Smoke Dilla, Trademark, everybody, man. Roddy, Corner Boy Pete. You know what I'm saying? D-Lo, Monster Beast, everybody. Gene Weenie. You know what I'm saying? CJ, I want everybody to win, baby.
Most definitely. That's what it's all about. And if you're just tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show, we are talking to Fiend, man. International Jones, Jet Life.
Jones.
Going down. I mean, if you got any questions, any comments, dial 718-508-9972, man. If, you know, we did talk about the past, try to get you guys up to date with what's going on with our man Fiend, the record that we just played, Maria Sharapova, and I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, as I don't know what, but...
Nah, it's Maria Sharapova.
Sharapova, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
that's right.
Now, you know me, Al, I will butcher a name.
Of course you will. All the time. That's what
I'm saying, man. But we are live with Fiend, man. And right now, man, we got somebody that would like to speak with you. We got another caller that's on the line, a good friend of ours, man, a good friend of yours. Charlie, what's going on, brother?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's
going on?
Charlie B, Charlie B.
B, what's up, homie?
My brother.
My brother, man, it's good to hear you, man. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear the middle, man. Two of my favorite people on the line. I'm loving that Maria Sharapova, boy. That's good. That's going down.
I mean, it's faithful, Charlie. I mean, I'm loving it for the fact that, you know me, man. I mean, musically, sonically speaking, man, I'm loving what I mean, honestly, just hearing this album and compared to some of the things that, you know what I'm saying, the guys did for Rick Ross, man, I'm talking about, I mean, dude, sonically, man, this is one of those records that you can just sit back and listen to, vibe out in your house. I mean, it could be one of them Sunday evenings, man. You don't feel like doing nothing but vibing. That's it right there.
Exactly, man.
That's it right there.
So, hey, that's love, man. I love that live band, man.
Most definitely. Yes, now, sir. I can see that being performed at shows. But one thing I want to ask you, man. Charlie, did you have anything you want to say, brother?
Right. Man, other than, you know, like I said, Fiend and I have been knowing each other, since the beginning of Fiend's career. I mean, there are very few people in this music industry that I call friends, and Fiend is certainly one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to his house. He's been to my house. Hell, I even spent the night.
That's love.
You know, that's serious. I mean, that's very serious. You know, I can speak to this man's talent, which the world knows, but I can also speak to this man's character.
Yeah, right.
That this is a very, very good human being, a genuine human being. And you don't find that often in this music industry. And when you do, then, you know, you just wish him all the luck in the world. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, man. You know, I wish you all the luck in the world, bro.
That's love, man. We win it, Charlie. We wake up, we win it, baby. We win it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Most definitely. Brother Charlie, man, we appreciate you, man. And we thank you for everything you've done for us also.
Oh, man, that's not... Come on, man. Come on, bro. You ain't got to say that, man. That's a given. Us Mississippi boys, us Southern boys got to get together.
Y'all already know.
Yeah, and Alan, I'm looking forward to seeing you, man.
I'm coming by there, man.
All right.
You know, we got to go get a cool towel, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, man. KG ain't ready for one of them Albertas, bro. He ain't ready.
I'm not yet.
He ain't ready.
No.
I'm not.
But, man, what we going to do right now, man, Charlie, man, we appreciate you, man. Thank you, man, for the love, man. Keep listening. And,
no problem.
I got somebody else on the line right here, man, that I want to bring in. I mean, we've heard him a moment ago.
Yes, sir.
We heard him a moment ago. Big Son, what's happening, baby?
What's happening, man? Oh, man.
It's my man, 24 grand right here, man.
Man,
hey,
brother, man, 100 grand.
The notorious Big Son. Before we go any further, I want everybody to go ahead and download the Great American Mattress Sale.
Yes.
If I'm saying it wrong, say it for one time, Big Son.
Oh, man, no, Dan. What you want me to think? Man, look, summer's not over, man. No, that's all I got to say. It's going to be hot as long as I say it's hot. That's it.
Oh, man, it's serious. Hey, for those who may not be up on G right now, this is the homie that was on a song earlier called Candy Pink that came on rapping first. Big Son, this is the man that give you that other energy that formed that big crit machine on stage that you love so much on them tours. This is the Big Son. You ever heard me? They love him. They spit balls. I got homegirls on the West Coast. Love my homeboy. You feel me? I can't wait to get him in Cali. I got a homegirl.
Ooh,
like,
let's go, man. Let's
video?
Go.
Who that is in the
just
video,
go,
you fiend? Who that is in the video? Uh-oh.
Pack a bag, bro. Pack a bag.
Pack it back.
Yeah, man. But,
man. Man, before we go too far, man, I just wanted to let y'all know, man, I'm saying, like, I ain't never received so much love, you know what I'm saying? Like, once I went behind the curtain and saw what was going on in the industry, I ain't never got as much love as I got from Fiend, man. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing. You know, you meet people every day when you do what we
right.
do. You run into different motherfuckers every day. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, so for OG to be as genuine as Fiend is, it's just,
right.
you know, to receive you and nothing, you know, like, it's just a blessing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to call that for my friend, man. Fresh cut up.
Real
oh,
that's
man.
What's up.
And that's
Real
love right there. See, that's the type of love that we need to have. I mean, I don't know how it was back in the day. You know what I'm saying, Fiend, with all the guys that was out on the road, you know what I'm saying, traveling down the quote-unquote Chitlin' Circuit, if y'all young cats don't know what that is, check it out, understand what it is. But with the chitlin circuit, man, I definitely want to, you know what I'm saying, I would like to see more of that in the game, man, so we can get back to making good quality music instead of feeling like we got to beef with each other or be negative towards each other, man. Make that good music, that soul music, that music for your soul, and put it out there. We need it.
Oh, man.
We
that's
need
real. That's real.
Most
that's
definitely.
Real, man.
But,
that's
man,
real.
But, man, we appreciate you, man. We're going to have to get back up with you, man, because the summer ain't over. We got mattresses.
Summer ain't over, man.
Mattresses. We got mattresses.
If they gonna sleep, they might as well be comfortable.
Most definitely. They on that mattress. Wake your ass up.
All right,
brother. Easy, man. Y'all be easy now.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man, for calling in. All right.
Okay, give us a song, baby. All right.
All right, man. We want to get to the present of what's going on with International Jones, and I know you probably get tired of hearing that, but we know you're international.
It's love.
Most definitely.
It's love.
Man,
I got a passport in my pocket now.
Most definitely. Man, the questions that I want to get into right now, and I know we got some other callers on the line, man. Matter of fact, I don't even want to disrespect this OG right here. I got an OG on the line again.
You got to bring him in, man.
I got to bring him in. I don't even want
to
just jump into this much, but after we get past it, we want to definitely talk about the present and what's going on with you, man. But we got another brother, man, that was in the struggle back in the day doing this thing, and this question, the next question I want to ask, it can also apply to him also, but... Kamikaze. What's going on, baby?
What the deal is?
Most definitely, man. We appreciate you for tuning in tonight, man.
Man, I'm good, man. I heard Fade and Big Sun having that love fest, man. My self-esteem was down, so I wanted to call in and join in a love fest.
Oh, man. This cat right here, man. When I say when I say bars and prestigious lyricism, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, man. This cat right
and
here, he's
showmanship.
Right his prayer. Yeah, man, for
and
real,
showmanship.
Bro.
Man, I appreciate it, brother. And we headed down your way. We headed down to N.O. right now. Actually, I don't know if you in town or not, but we going to be at the Howling Wolf tonight.
If y'all, I'm in the city right now. I'm uptown, baby. I'm uptown, man.
Yeah. We're headed to the Howling Wolf tonight, so I'm on the road with Nappy Roots, so we're going to be there tonight doing a little something, man. I'm on the highway right now.
What time y'all going?
Shit, I don't know. About 11, something like that.
I'm here. Check it out, man. I'm gonna slide through. My sister Monica got a show tonight. Anybody in the city in the area, she gonna be doing her thing at Masquerade at Harris Casino. Fall through that Monica, you know she's a superstar. Born a superstar, she's doing her thing. We're gonna support her tonight. And then from there, I'm swinging on Nappy Roots. I'm swinging on Kamikaze. You heard me?
Hey, there ain't no doubt, man. I just wanted to call in and shake hands with you and whatnot, man. You know what I'm saying? I love what you're doing. You're out there, and we got to get you back in the city again, brother. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to call in and show my love to you.
For sure, man. Be safe on the highway, man. And I'll see y'all catch tonight at the Howling Wolf.
Ain't no doubt. It's all good.
Man, Kamikaze, we appreciate you, man. Safe travels on the highway, man. May God bless y'all, brothers, till y'all get to your destination and back to your home.
I appreciate it, man. No doubt. We still listening to you out here, man. Y'all keep doing your thing, brother.
All right, man, appreciate
you.
For sure. All right. All right. Now, the thing that we wanted to get into, man, like I said, I want to find out, man, how do you stay relevant through all these changes in the game, man? Because, I mean, right now, you know what I'm saying, there's so much going on with the young cats in the game and so many things, people following up the trends and doing the same old, you know, shake and dance. But when we listen to you, we've seen the evolution from, you know what I'm saying, Fiend, Mr. Womp Womp, all the way to International Jones. If you were paying attention, you've seen the evolution. How do you stay relevant in the game while the game is changing?
I think, for one, you know, you got to allow yourself to grow. You know what I'm saying? Don't stomp your growth. You know what I mean? And don't be scared to express yourself through music and through art, you know what I mean? Listen to the music and then listen to yourself, you know what I'm saying, what the music is telling you, you know what I'm saying? And I think from there you build a platform, man. You know, it's like doctors going to conventions to upgrade their knowledge on their medicine, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I do the same thing with music. I study the rap game like stock market, you know, I see what everybody's doing just to make sure that I'm not saying the same line or or to make sure this dope MC that can say that line and I'm coming back and say that word or that line, or, you know what I'm saying, to make sure my cadence is different, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you're trusting yourself, man. And, you know, the confirmation comes from people like yourself, you know, radio, blog, talk radios, other blog spots, you know, websites, you know, people, consumers that just feel like, hey, man, I like what you're doing, you know? You
right.
know, you follow me on Twitter, you follow me on Instagram, you follow me on Facebook, you're
right.
checking out my site, fiendigital.com, you're joining. That let me know that we're on the right, you know, we're on the right path, you know what I'm saying? You know, and also connecting with people that are presently doing things that don't mind sharing their light, such as Currency the Spitter, Trademark Skydiver, Young Roddy, Smoke Dizzle, Big Crit, Wiz Khalifa, Juicy J, DJ
yeah.
Paul, oh, my brother Wale, man.
Yeah.
Brother, you know what I'm saying? People like this that don't mind sharing the light, you know, Jay-Z, J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? Producers, you know what I'm saying? These dope people, Just Blaze, Think, you know, engineers, Google, people that don't mind giving you 5 minutes of their time. You know, time is more valuable than money, man. You're going to drop me some baby from Cash Money. You feel me? Slim from Cash Money. People, I could call on the phone, and they'd be like, come see me. Come to Miami. Come hang with me for a little bit in the studio. Just want to, you know, Lil Wayne, let me come in the studio. I'm performing in Miami. Lil Wayne came on stage doing my set. Man, I'm trying to trip off. I'm tripping while the people, he's screaming. I'm like, damn. I'm like, man, maybe they heard that song. You heard me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nah, they see Weezy Wheat in the background, my brother Mac Main and the whole crew. You feel me? So it's just love, man. I know everybody's not going to get along. All
right?
Right. You know, communicate, man. I just want, let's get some money, man. Get some money. They got enough women out here. They got enough money out here. They got enough cars. They got enough wealth. Let's get this money, man, take it to the next level, homie. That's what I'm all about.
Most definitely, man.
And we got a question for one of the fans that are listening to the show. They want to know, like, where did the name Mr. Womp Womp come from?
All right. I'm in a studio, No Limit Studios. And I was doing, do you remember the No Limit Soldier song that was on Silk the Shock at Charge City
yeah.
Game?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell I'm a soldier. Bum, bum.
I thought
I told you.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
a soldier. Bum, bum, bum. So, picture, I'm about to lay my verse. KLC is recording me in the studio, and my verse starts off, want my problems. Want my problems. Remember me, fiend, the one that told the shot at. And I got so excited. I was saying my verse a little bit before my verse started. So I was going, won't my problems, you know what I'm saying? And my
right.
man, KLC, stopped the track and said, man, what the hell did you just say? And I was like, won't. And he was like, man, say that again and don't stop. Man, do that again. And it was the birth of Mr. Womp Womp, which I ended up releasing a song on Street Life 1999, July 6th.
Wow.
And for the record, I put two nationwide albums out on Northern Records, right?
Right.
50,000 albums come out a year. For the record, I'm a little ghetto boy from Uptown. Grew up Uptown. Both of my LPs went number one on Billboard every time.
Yeah. I seen that, man. I mean, to be able to accomplish the things that you've done, man, and you know what I'm saying, and still out here making great music, and I'm just saying the level of your music has increased. So, I mean, I'm appreciative of what you're doing, man, but it seemed like one thing I wanted to ask, man, because, like, from the time frame that you come from, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop used to be very diverse. You know, so
yeah.
you had a whole different genre. And then people let people be, like you said, be who you are. People let people be who they were at that time. Do you think hip-hop will ever become diverse again? And will people just accept it as an artist being who they want to be?
I think that hip-hop is a little diverse, but I just don't think that we own it the way we used to possess and own it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that. You know, I think that our ownership has been sold to just like R&B and blues was sold in 1950, I believe. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else owns the buttons that's really pushed, you know what I mean, to really make those necks or to make that diversity stay there. Like, I remember a time, now don't get me wrong, I'm not that old. I got in the game
right.
super, super young.
Right.
So I'm a hip-hop
right.
baby. I'm a hip-hop baby, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
So they used to have people like Big Daddy Kane, right? Smooth Operator. You had
mm-hmm.
Rock Kemp with Follow the Leader. And in the
right.
same 15 minutes of video time, you had, it's a brand new dance called the Pee Wee Herman.
Man. What you know about
right?
that?
You know what I'm saying? So when I look at people like a Soulja Boy, right,
mm-hmm.
it was somewhat, it's refreshing. He got a dance song that broke, you know what I'm saying? Not only this cat is able to take care of his family, he was able to have fun and remind people to have fun. Now,
right.
I'm not saying that Soulja Boy is a dance rapper or a dance artist. I respect his craft, too. I'm just trying to tell you, you cannot be scared to be who you are because if you show the people who you are, you will never really have to switch up. Now, don't get me wrong. You might be
right.
feeling this way on Monday and feeling that way on Wednesday. If that's how you're doing it, we'll go on and do that. I'm just saying that diversity has already came. Anytime there's a Trinidad James, anytime there's an ASAP Mob, anytime there's a Drake, you know what I'm saying? Anytime there's a Nicki Minaj, you know, thank God we are still allowed to have a female MC to reach them type of heights. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, one time, you know, female MCs just wasn't getting the look to make no real money eat. You know what I'm saying? Remy Ma, little mama got to do a Joe. She spit balls, me and X. You know what I'm saying? The sister 3D not T. You know what I'm saying? She spit balls. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's room for it. I just think that so many middlemen got cut out their jobs, man, like marketing people, A&R people.
Right.
I just think
yeah.
they just cut a lot of the, trimmed a lot of the fat off to when you can't get a lot of that much more diversity, but you do have the internet. But when it's pros and cons, you feel me? But
yeah.
what is lack of there, there's more access there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so you can make your diversity. We got to take it. Make your genre. You know what I mean? Make your genre. I got Aqua Soul. I got Heron Hood Hop. I got my own genres of music. You know what I'm saying? I decided to make because it's not there. You got
right.
people like Jels and myself who dig what we're doing on an international level. You know what I'm saying? I'm from an era where cats were hustlers. At the same time, they had sense. You know what I'm saying? They know how to stack that money, move that money around. You know what I'm saying? They was patient. You learn to have patience because if not, you got your head bust. And that was it. This ain't no one man up. You don't have an extra man. You ain't going to hit the restart button and be able to play the game again. Once your head bust, it's over. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's on you to make the decision. You feel me? Life don't have to be too short. Make a plan. Do something about it. Get some money. Enjoy you some life. Get a passport. And go get you some more life. And make some new memories. You feel me?
Most definitely. That's game. For everybody out there that's
exactly.
listening, there are people that charge you for what that brother just said. You know what I'm saying? That's love. He just told you guys one of the most essential part of it, man. And I'm telling you, pay attention to what this brother just
mm-hmm.
said. Now, Fiend, what we want to do right now, this record right here that I want to play from you right here is one of the records that you're pushing, and it falls in line with what you just said, brother. You always on your job. You always
okay.
ready. Could you
man,
set this record up for everybody, man?
Hey, man, check this out, man. You're live, Block Talk Radio. We're chilling, middleman. We live. You know, if you got a 9-to-5, you're working at McDonald's, Taco Bell, you out here hustling. You know, you're cutting grass, man. You know what I'm saying? You're an accountant. You're a stockbroker. You know what I'm saying? You shaking in a shaker club, mama, to pay that college tuition. You on your job, you feel me? I want to relate to you like I know you relate to me. The homie Juvenile got on here with me. RJ2 produced it for Beats How You Want Them, and here you getting it live. The single that's available on iTunes on my job. You feel me? So let's run that there.
I'm on my job, on my job, on my job, on my job. I handle my business, I handle my business, I handle my business, I handle my business. On my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
Yeah, I handle my business.
Do ya? Handle my business.
Yeah,
daydreaming, leading on a CL. Pick one, 22 a shot drum, got a looking sick drum. Walk boy moving that crack alley kick drum.
I just left the money come, reaching me a hundred bucks. Something about me being number one, and I ain't disagreeing. I'm fiend for the money. Dollar sign Jones, I'm so in smoking out of this zone.
On my job, on my job.
Yo, invite me over, say she having me for dinner. It's all for you to breathe, how the air's getting thinner. I've been stunting on you new for the past 10 winners. Bear cub, jacket, blue fox, chinchilla. Bag full of cash, sack filling like pillar. On my bitch, bad Michael Jackson like thriller. Gotta fight it like a Pepsi bottle, I might spill her. Smoking on the best, smelling like. All I do is ball on them Juvie Reggie Miller. I'm on my job, X-Teen, X-Fitter. Climbing to the top and now I'm fall like Godzilla.
You heard me? On my job, on my job.
In the trunk, we're making more stops. Fit flu, somehow I make them sick as the smallpox. Cool chicks in my cool whip, but they all hot. Give them hard, got in common what they all got. Switch to the soft top, let the basketball paint. Candy cross drop on bark, that's the dog. Pain rolled up, exhale alcohol. The mama don't want a lame, want a gang after all. All these bottles like the sun and now set the food. Twisting up their fingers, what the f*** is y'all repping?
My side.
The money made me go that harder. This is me, first to the last quarter. I'm a starter.
On my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
Man, that record right there, the energy.
Lots of energy.
The energy. Oh, my God. And, man, I'm telling you, back in the day, man, when New Orleans was on the way up, as far as, like, you know, No Limit was there, then Cash Money came along. I always wanted, that was a dream collaboration for the best artists.
Yep.
From those two camps. I always wanted to see
most
that.
Definitely.
And I
most
got
definitely.
The chance to see two of the best, and I'm glad that you
most
did
definitely.
That record right there, man.
Appreciate it, man. The homie Juvie, it was a no-brainer. You know what I'm saying? The homie heard that one. Was like, man, that's the record you want me on? He's like, let's pull it up. I'm like, man, huh, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Juvie. Shout out to Aubrey. You know what I'm saying? UTP. You know what I'm saying? Everybody doing something, supporting each other. You feel me? We got to do it to get there. You feel me? And, man, that record right there, man, Budweiser, NFL, NBA, it is your anthem.
Somebody
listening right now, man. 2K14
needed.
Nike, Nike, Adidas, you know what I'm saying? Get at me, man. Let's work this out ASAP, man. This right here, Super Bowl, NBA playoff finals, let's do it. You heard me?
I can see it. I can see it. For all those that's just tuning in, man, we are on the phone line with Fiend, Mr. International Jones. Man, it's going down. For all those that would like to have a question, got a question, or would like to make any comments, dial 718-508-9972. Press the number 1. We got somebody screening the calls. Go ahead and let them know who you are. We'll go ahead and bring you in. Once again, we are on the phone with Fiend, man. It's going down. Now, as far as what's going on in the future, man, you know what I'm saying? You're over there at the new home, you know what I'm saying, the new label. You know what I'm saying? New situation, new environment, new everything. The sound is fresh. The sound is what it needs to be. Where do we go from here? Where will we be seeing Fiend next?
The next thing I need to do is
I need to shoot these videos to show people really how to enjoy this music we've been enjoying.
Most definitely.
I got to shoot some visuals. From there, you know, we're going to go ahead and drop some more Sleepy Bear gear because everybody's been buying it out. You know, I apologize to everybody that couldn't get them some orders in right now because we sold out. New Sleepy Bear dropping real, real soon. I got a project I'm working, a couple, honestly, like 3-4 projects I'm working on right now, man. I ain't going to over-talk myself, but just know that more music is coming, more adventures are coming, more traveling is coming. It's time to put this to the world. You know what I mean? It's time to make this a part of everybody's daily routine. When you wake up, find a song that caters to your soundtrack of your life. When you get off from work, find something that's catered to the soundtrack of your life. You know, you rolling up, find something. You know what I'm saying? If you pulling up, find something. You going swing on a little mama, find something. You waiting on a homie to get off from work, you know what I'm saying? Come bring you your 2-piece from Popeyes and then later on y'all cuddle up and do y'all the growing up thing. Find one of my songs and jam, man. Like life too short, you feel me? And I'm my third or fourth time getting rich. I ain't even tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, man. That's a blessing in itself.
Real walk, man. I'm not even tripping. Man, I lost too many people, whether it's, you know, in burying them or
yeah,
the 2-inch glass or communicating through coral links. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just real, man. I want to make music. I want to make people happy, my family happy. I want to make money. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be able to create and give jobs. You feel me? That's my biggest goal. You feel me? I want to bring this whole lifestyle, what I have. I want to show a little chubby boy in ninth grade, homie, stay fly, stay fresh, stay smelling good, get you some money, and pick the woman you want, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I want to show the little nerdy kid, man, homeboy. Look, check this out, man. Order these kicks right here. Be confident. Keep opening the books up, you know what I'm saying, and you go teach 100 more like you. You know what I'm saying? I want to show a little mama, say, boo, you flexing on Instagram. Me personally, I think you should have been a model, but you're not 6'2", and you're not 80 pounds. You feel me? So you thick and fine in our eyes, we love you. Do something. Put a calendar out. Start a clothing line. Do something. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get some money, man. Get some money. More good times. Travel the world. I want people to see what I've been seeing, bro. I've been enjoying life to the fullest, no matter what is put in front of me. You feel me? I just want to share that with people, man. I do it through music. Music is a universal language.
Yes, I communicate with.
You feel me?
I cook.
Food is universal language.
You talking to the right one now, brother?
Most definitely.
I ain't got that New Orleans flair, but you know what I'm saying. I can do a little southern. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you can go to Walmart and get that Tony Satcher and make it pop like a city, baby.
Yeah. Hey, man, we got another call on the line, man, that would like to give a comment. I mean, you know what I'm saying, speak to you, man. We got our man, St. Reggie, man. What's up, Reggie?
Whoa, checking in straight out the 504. Reggie's by them No Limits soldiers. Salute, fiends. Salute the whole camp. Grew up on all of that. I go by the name of St. Reggie, man. Got some new stuff called Gumbo coming out soon. Shameless plug. Like he says, teaching, I'm learning. But
it's love.
You know, yeah, all love, bruh. And I dig the international kick, bruh. It's kind of ironic because I'm working on some stuff right now called Mr. International, man. I know a lot of people you work with. People off the Gulf Coast, along the Gulf Coast, Black Boy, a lot of family, man. I carry the 228 with me all the way to the 504, the birthplace. But how would anybody get in touch with you, man? I mean, you know, we understand business and our paperwork can be done, man. How would anybody get in touch with you to carry that New Orleans gumbo, that food, that stuff y'all talking about to everybody, man? I feel like I'm confident. I got the international mindset, ironically, and I want to follow that, man. You taught me that. I want to put that energy out there.
That's real, man. You can hit up fiendigital.com @gmail.com and just email, man. You know, just put a bio up in there, a picture, maybe some music. You know, if you're trying to cop features, you know what I'm saying? We got fiendigital.com @gmail.com. We got fiendbookings @gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? We got a plethora of ways to, you know, to communicate. You know what I'm saying? And I salute you out here busting these corners, you know, doing your music. It ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to call in. You know what I'm saying? Most people got to do this. Call in. Reach out. You don't know what door may open for you. You feel me?
Most definitely, man. Reggie, man, we appreciate you. I know that brother out there grinding. He do a lot of stuff with young kids and stuff like that, too, if I'm not mistaken, if that's the same Reggie that I'm thinking about. But we do have another caller, man. Our man Freaky, man, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's happening? And for mentioning St. Reggie, that's my homeboy. Get it, me too have St. Reggie. But first and foremost, man, I want to send a big shout-out to Steam. I mean, hey, man, since the beginning of it, I've been down with you. No Limit, Cash Money, all the big boy, all that New Orleans flavor. I've been there, and that's where we started from. I'm from the Mississippi Gulf Coast, 228, to like St. Reggie. You know, we've been listening for years, man, and it's an honor to be on the phone with your partner. But,
man,
I'm actually, like you say, I'm on my job right now, so I'm going to make a quick comment, a quick question for you and the middleman, which shout out to the middleman, my boys.
Appreciate you, man.
What do y'all think about categorized rap? I mean, hip-hop's kind of overgrown itself. You know, you got different flavors of rock. You got soft rock. You got hard rock, acid rock, and all these different flavors. Because the kid, Drake don't do music like you, you know, and Soulja Boy don't do music like you. And the cats from New York don't do music like cats from New Orleans or Mississippi or Atlanta.
Right.
You know, what y'all think about the category and rise? And I'm going to have to get off, but like I said, peace out to the brothers. Fiend, keep it up. We with you. Middleman, we'll talk to you. But just table that for me, man, and see what everybody else think about that.
Appreciate you, man.
Solid, man. Handle that. Handle your business on your job, man. Appreciate you calling out 228 Golf Course, man. Love you, man.
Most definitely. I mean, in just my opinion, man, as far as categorizing rap, we did have an era that everything was somewhat categorized, you know, where you did have your hardcore rap, you had your gangster rap, you had your party rap. You know what I'm saying? That was a given back in the day. Even with the music now, you still have certain genres. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if people really recognize it like that. The younger kids, man, they just look at it like, I like it or I don't. You know what I'm saying? They dance or they don't. They chill or they won't. You know what I'm saying?
You know what they say? Like, you know, kids be like this here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man, you know, it's different. You know what I mean? It's different, you know what
right.
I'm saying? They don't give a chance to learn the class or genre that it's in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, nah, man, it's just a different type of wave, man. It's different. You got to hear it. Oh, it's like this, you know what I'm saying? So I think the more people that get a chance to get out there and get recognition, to have their own identity and let it be known, this is this color or this is this size or this is this state, you'll be able to put a uniform on it. So, you know what I'm saying, we can respect it and embrace it so when we hear it, identify it again.
Most definitely. We got another caller, man. Blaze, what's up? ATL Bound, what's happening, baby?
What's going on, Alan? KG.
What's up,
hello,
man? What's good?
I done got back with you, man, Blaze.
What's happening?
Hey.
Phone with Fiend,
on Fiend,
man.
Hey, you know what, man? I know you told me Fiend was going to be on the line, man. I had to clear my schedule with this, that, and other, man. I really just called and say, man, Fiend, Sleepy Eye, International Jones, everything from up from A to Z. I appreciate the music. From motherfucking, I mean, I'm sorry, from back in the day, 96 to now, I was jamming. I'm free. I was in the crib today cleaning up, jamming the scene. That's all. You my dog. Meet the womp, dog. Don't
hey.
Get it screwed up. You got that real.
That's
got
real,
that
Blaze.
Real on everything.
That's real, Blaze. That's what's up, Blaze. Shout out to ATL, my homie Blaze, man, checking in, man. If you're listening to us right now, call in, man. Blaze taking his time out. Chilling, cleaning up, vibing with us right now. Hey, my other phone went down, battery down for my Twitter, Facebook, and my Instagram for me to interact with everybody if you're reaching out. But so, you know, if you can, call in, you know what I'm saying? Yell at me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to charge that when I get a chance. But yell at us, man. We got new music, plenty of convo for everybody, you know what I'm saying? We're chilling, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, we're building on whatever, you heard me? We're talking about everything, politics, Shake Club, new music, old music,
up.
You know, players, you know
up.
What I'm saying? Number, I'm a man, I'm catching number them lacks.
Hey, man, FiendDigital.com. Make sure y'all go check out that FiendDigital.com. If y'all that's still listening on the internet, you want to call in, 718-508-9972. Press that number one. We will definitely bring you guys in. I'm glad to hear you say you talk about politics, because it's a whole lot of brothers. I know they have to hide behind the mask of the music. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that you're socially aware. I'm glad that you're socially conscious. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that, man. A lot of kids trying to play
to.
Like they don't know what's going on.
Man, we got to, man. I'm not about to. I mean, it's all good, man. I mean, you know, it's different strokes, different folks. You know what I'm saying?
Most
you know, my prayers and my concern go out to the Philippines. You know what I'm saying? My prayers and my concerns go out to the family of the young brother off the West Bank. Him and his young his son, I think the boy was 2 years old, was shot and murdered and ambushed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yesterday, last night, you know what I'm saying, on the West Bank. It's just a lot going on. I ain't trying to dampen nobody. I'm just trying to let you know that through a whole lot of stuff is going on. We got to smile through it all. You know what I'm saying? We got to step it up. You know what I'm saying? Do something for ourselves, man. I'm making music. I talk about a whole lot of record stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm a human being. That's what I'm supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to tell you, like, you feel me? Like, for every action is a reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm saying, I read a lot, I read probably, you know, for some folk, tell me too much.
Hey, if you're a friend of Charlie Braxton, he gonna definitely give you some books to read.
You already know, I ain't scared
yeah,
of no
buddy.
I ain't scared of no books, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm into writing my own books, my own new memories, you know what I'm saying, you know, I want to get us all good, man. My brother Corner Boy Pete. You know, my brother, you know, grew up in a groove home. You
right.
know, he got two kids making music, doing moves. I'm proud of him, bro. I love this cat,
right.
man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's remarkable to me. You know what I'm saying? He could be doing anything else. He could be out here doing everything wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of reminder I have. I'm looking at my son right now playing the screen door with his sister. You know what I'm saying? Standing next to my mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get to see this. I'm loving life right now, man.
That's life,
I'm loving
man.
Life,
I love
man.
It.
I'm loving life. I just want people to get that and grasp that. Whatever you're going to do, be the best. Be the
yeah.
best. You won't be an a-hole and be on the pros and cons, be on the cons of everything. Be the best a-hole. Have your facts together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, just be the best at what you want to do, man. Get you some money, man. Make you some memories, baby.
Right. Fane, I got a question for you. This is Al. You know, you were talking about your kids and stuff like that. What type of legacy, like, you would want to leave behind for your kids for them to create their own future? Like, what type of things you want to instill in them?
Man, I want my kids to know I'm not Martin Luther King. I'm not Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? You know, I live on defense. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing to prove to my kids. Except for providing for them and being physical in their life. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I want my kids to know you can do anything in this world, but because of who you are and because of your color, when you walk out of the door, you have a mark on your back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to break the stereotypes. You know what I'm saying? I create the environment for them to be better than I will ever be. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not. Music is not necessarily the first thing that I'm pushed on them because it's already instilled in them. I don't have to, you know, so I don't have to walk them in the studio or nothing. I just want you to learn something. I want my son to know you my king. You my king. You're not my prince. You my
legacy.
King.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I want
we need
my
to learn that
to
legacy.
Real walk. I want my daughters to know that I love you. I love you so much, and I think you're so beautiful. That I want them to know that so much to when there's not a little boy or a man created that could persuade you to do anything that you're uncomfortable to do because you know
right.
how beautiful and loved you are. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, I'm good, man. I say my prayers with my daughters every night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I'm making a cup of chocolate milk for my baby every night to go to sleep. You hear
being
me?
That father, that example.
I'm bathing them. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I'm a hustler. I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm gone for months. You know, thank the seed jobs. I'm able to sit up there and talk to my kids through FaceTime, Skype, or whatever, you heard me?
Man, that right there helps out a whole lot, man, because Charlie may have or may not have told you this, but we were members of the New Power magazine, and we did a cover story on the tank, you know what I'm saying, with UKLC, basically the medicine man, and you on the cover.
Uh-huh.
And, man, we know that you get to what you need to get to, and we've been appreciative of your hustle for a long time. We got another call on the line, man, that would like to talk to you, man. It's Blast Your Thought, man. Out of ALA. What's up, baby?
What's happening with you, Fanny? What's happening with you, Fiend?
What's up, man?
Everything solid, man. What's good in Alabama, baby? Just enjoying life, man. My boy Smooth, the dude, hit me up, told me you was online, but I just called to say I appreciate you. Just up for him, man.
Oh, Blast Your Thoughts Radio, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. I feel like it's a big reunion because I'm meeting people that I probably haven't ran into in the course of my career, and I'm running into cats that have been holding me up from day one, you know what I'm saying?
That's
they're putting me in the air above all the nonsense. They're throwing me in their CD players. They're throwing me on the iPod, you know what I'm saying? Throwing auxiliary on, and they're allowing me to get them through their day, whether it's something turned up or whether it's something just, you know, just turning down, you feel me? And that's love. Blast Your Thoughts Radio, I'm going to see you in Alabama in January.
Oh, yeah, for my birthday. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. January 25th going down to Alabama. Where y'all boys from on the radio?
ATL, man.
ATL, man. Hey, y'all connect with me on Twitter, man. Blast Your Thoughts. And then I'll
definitely.
All right. Yeah,
hit us
up
at the Middleman
man.
Talk, man. I mean, it's what it is, Al, because I'm so horrible on Twitter.
Middleman
Talk.
We got the Middleman Al and Middleman KG. I'm about to hit you up right now, man. Yeah, hit me up, man. You're going to be at my birthday bash, man, January 25th, so we're gonna make that happen, man.
All right, man. Appreciate
good,
you very much, brother.
All good. Appreciate you, Fiend.
All right.
Okay, my guy.
All right, Fiend, we got another caller right here. Caller 0202, you live with Fiend and the Middleman. What's going on? What's your thoughts?
What's up with y'all, man? It's your boy Business, man, out of that Dallas, Texas.
What's happening, baby?
D-Town, what up?
Big ups to the Middleman, man. I like to see y'all doing big things out there. Project Fiend, man, grew up with you, man. All the No Limit stuff, loved it, bro. But the album that, you know what I'm saying, just gave me the Fiend that I needed, man, was that Head Busters. It's going to be a number two.
Oh, boss. Check this out. I got TGIF coming out. And, man, just get your plate ready and your fork and your knife, man. I got you. Head Busters 2. I'm still talking to Juicy. I'm still talking to DJ Paul. But if you like the same cloth that was cut from TGIF, thank God it's Fiend. Baby boy, it's right up your alley, you heard me?
I'm waiting on it, bro.
Yeah, you
got
to be bumping that out there in D-Town now. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you keep it cool, man. You got to get that cool now.
I'm about to get it all, man. Got to get
it out.
It's all love.
Be looking at that Gmail, man, for that bio from Business. I'm going to be hollering at you, man, about a feature, too, coming up.
It's all good, man. What you do is go on iTunes, homie, and cop that on my job. You feel me? That's the first single off of Thank God It's Fiend. Peace and Homie Juvenile. That's right up your alley. You feel me? On my job.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Straight up. So you know I'm coming. It's on TGIF. Thank God it's Fiend. You feel me? It's on iTunes right now for $1.
That's what's up. Y'all need to get that three times.
Yeah, three times. You feel me?
Most definitely. We got one more caller, man. And Biz, man, we appreciate you for calling in, brother.
Already.
All right. Caller 3735, you're live with Fiend and the Middleman. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
This is Samantha. I was just calling in because, of course, I want to talk to Fiend and tell him that I really appreciate it. Just listening. I haven't been listening long, and I'm always messing with you on Twitter all the time. My beast is waiting on Twitter. I told you I was going to be listening in to you.
Hey, how you doing, Mom? How you doing?
How you doing? I just want to let you know, it just made me love you more on what you said by being a single mother. We have two deadbeat fathers or sperm donors. It feels so good to hear a man, especially somebody in your position, to be able to speak like that about your kids, and especially concerning your daughter. I am so glad that you said that. And I just want to let you know I really appreciate you for that because it really means a lot. And there are so many men who don't realize how much impact that does make on them knowing that their dads really do love them. And I'm just glad. I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling, baby. Thank you for calling. She always show love. She always show love. People like her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why I drop, the plethora of mixtapes for free.
you know what I'm saying, you know, to lead up the albums and things, you know what I'm saying, and I will be in your area soon for a concert, you know what I'm saying, so thank you, baby, you know what I'm saying. I'm here all the time, 24/7, you know, on my Twitter, my Instagram, INT Jones, you know, I'm always all over the world, and I take y'all with me in the passenger seat everywhere I go.
Most definitely, man. Sam, we appreciate you. Fiend, man, we thank you, man. We don't want to hold up too much of your time tonight, man. Tonight, if y'all missed this or you just tuning in for all the great things this brother said, you can always download these shows on iTunes or either hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We are themiddlemen@gmail.com. We'll make sure we get it to you. Or go to blogtalkradio.com and search The Middlemen Talk Show, and you can download any of our archives, all the shows that we've had on here. Before we get up out of here, Fiend, man, please tell everybody, if you know what I'm saying, you gave them the contact information a couple of times already. Let them know how they can hit you up again. And for all the contact information, just make sure, you know, they got it.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, my name is Fiend International Jones. I want you to hit me up on Twitter, which is Fiend for the Money, F-I-E-N-D, the number 4, D-A, Money. My Instagram handle is INT Jones, INT Jones on Instagram. On Facebook is Richard Jones, you know what I'm saying? You allowed me to visit the exclusive, unbelievably dope site, fienddigital.com.
Yes, it is.
You heard me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Also, check out sleepybearcheese.com. You know, for features, production, you know, you need a 16, a hook, you even want consulting, you can go ahead and contact me, fienddigital.com@gmail.com. fienddigital.com@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? If you you get a little caught up, you know what I'm saying, it's late, you done had you too much to drink, just visit fienddigital.com. It'll lead you to the website, you feel me? But, yeah, yell at me, man. Hit me up on these social sites. Hit up my guys on Middleman, you know what I'm saying, Middleman, hit these cats up and yell at me. New music Come and Keep You Cool is available on live mixtapes, datpiff.com, and also fienddigital.com. Uno. 3-0, it's your neighborhood hero, Jones.
Oh, definitely, man. We want to definitely tell everybody and let everybody know, make sure you go get this brother album. Matter of fact, go back and go get his whole discography. If you really about what you're talking about, go get this whole discography. Get that TGIF, Thank God It's Fiend. You know, Thank God It's Fiend. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Thank God It's Fiend coming out soon.
Make sure you go get that, man, and make sure you support our brother Fiend. Fiend, man, the little man, we appreciate you. We salute you, man. We thank you. We thank you. And, man, hey, if you ever want to come back, the door's open, the lines are open, man. We'll be glad to bring you back, man, because I definitely want to cop that album when you put it out. Definitely. Got to get it.
It's all good. I got you.
Spend some money to stay our support.
Anytime y'all need me, yell at me, you know what I'm saying, I'll make time. There's nothing. Go also, everybody, go download and cop the single off of iTunes, On My Job, featuring the homie Juvenile Fiend, featuring Juvenile, On My Job, for like $1.29. You know what I'm saying? Cop the single. They're setting up the album, TGIF, Thank God It's Fiend.
Most definitely. And what we going to do before we get up out of here, man, Fiend, man, we thank you, man, for your time. We about to get on our job, and we finna play On My Job again. If y'all there listening right now, you missed this record, we've talked about it a couple of times, we finna play it again. Don't you hang up. Don't you get off the internet. Make sure you keep listening to this record. Download it. Go get it now. Get it now. Get it now. You heard the man. Go get it now. It's On My Job, Fiend featuring Juvie.
Throw it up one time. I'm on my job. On my job. On my job. On my job. Gotta get some daydreaming, leading on a CL, pick one, 22 a shot, got a looking sick drum, walk boy moving that crack alley kick drum, I just left the money come, you should be 100, something about me being number one, and I ain't disagreeing, I'm fiend for the money, dollar sign Jones, I'm so in, smoking out of this zone,
on my job, on my job, on my job, on my job, I handle my business, handle my
the Kenner. Yo, invite me over, say she having me for dinner. It's all for you to breathe, how the air's getting thinner. I've been stunting on you new for the past 10 winners. Bear cub, jacket, blue fox, chinchilla. Bag full of cash, sacks feeling like pillars. On my bitch, bad Michael Jackson like Thriller. Got a body like the Pepsi bottles, I might spill her. Smoking on the best, smelling like. All I do is ball on them Juvie Reggie Miller. I'm on my job, X-Teen, X-Fitter. Climbing to the top and now I'm fall like Godzilla.
You heard me? On my job, on my job.
In the trunk, we'll make him all stop. Fit flu, somehow I make them thick as the smallpox. Cool chicks in my cool whip, but they all hot. Give them hard, got in common what they all got. Switch to the soft top, let the basketball play. Candy cross drop on bark, that's the star. Pain rolled up, exhale alcohol. The mama don't want a lame, want a gang after all. All these bottles like the sun and now set the food. Twisting up their fingers, what the f*** is y'all repping?
My side.
The money made me go that harder. This is me, first to the last quarter. I'm a starter.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
Man, I'm on my job. We on our job. This the Middleman Talk Show. If you just missed that interview, shoot yourself in the face.
In the foot. In the face.
For real, though. For real, though. It's going down, man. I'm telling you, man, great interview. Man, great energy, man. We thank everybody that called in tonight, man, and we appreciate all of our callers, all of our listeners out there on the internet, man. Thank you very much for the support. Fiend told us to tell you, man, much love. Thank you very much. Once again, man, for supporting the middleman. And also, we want to ask you another favor, people. Go support us.
Go
we
too.
Are in nominee. We've been nominated for Slept On Personalities of the Year for the Southern Entertainment Awards. Make sure you go to SouthernEntertainmentAwards.com and vote for the Middleman Talk Show. You'll see it. You'll see my name. I think, is it my name or what's Yeah,
it's your Twitter account.
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm not a Twitterer.
It's for the middleman
show.
For the middleman show.
Most
definitely
for the middleman show. It ain't for me. It's for us, and it's for you guys.
Exactly.
So make sure you go vote 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 2 times for us. Go vote for us, man. We need that. We love that. So if we win, you win, and we will definitely hold that award up in your name, the middleman. Out there, the middle men and the middle women and the middle kids and whatever else you want to call them. But once again, man, we appreciate you guys. Make sure you tune in with us this Sunday, man. It's going down. We got another great show on the Middleman Talk Show. And Tuesday,
yes,
man,
sir.
This Tuesday, the Tuesday morning takeover, man. We got some great independent R&B music. If you want to listen to something, cleaning up around your house, at work, if you have worked at work,
sir.
At work, we're going to put it down for you guys. Great, laid-back, independent, new R&B music that you're not having to hear the same old crap on the radio over and over and over again. So we want to make sure you guys go ahead and listen to us at 10 a.m. Eastern. That's 9 Central to 11.
That's right.
10 to 12 Eastern. Y'all have to excuse me. But make sure you support that show. And next Thursday, it's going down, man. I'm going to go ahead and tell them what the show is, Alan. We're going to bring in the Cotton King. Another independent business spotlight, man. This time we're going to do a business spotlight. We got another guest that we're working on right now. But for definite, we got the Cotton Kings coming in with us next Thursday. It's a brand that you guys need to make sure you go after and go get. Search Cotton Kings, C-O-T-T-O-N-K-I-N-G-Z, Cotton Kings. Make sure y'all go get that Cotton Kings. Support that brand. Those are our people. We're bringing them in next Thursday. Support it. We appreciate you. Alan, what do you have to say, my brother?
I'm ready to go eat.
Man, I am too. Thank you once again. It's going down. You have listening to another exciting episode of The Middleman. We're going to let Big Creek take us out, man. Here we go.
The middleman shouted, Big Creek shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out, take a minute. Shout it and learn some, put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, The Middleman. Hey, what's happening?